Hold on a second. Where's my speakerphone button? Alright, you still there?
Yeah.
Alright, great.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the Board of Lister hearings. And we'll just... get to it, okay?
Okay.
So, we're going to go around the table and introduce ourselves so we know who is on the record. And this is an appeal hearing for 92 Second Street?
Yeah.
All right. Great. So we'll go around there and introduce ourselves, and then you'll have 15 minutes to state what you feel the value should be and why. And then they will have some questions for you, and then they will deliberate, and you will get a notice from the town of Colchester with the result of grievance notice. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's go around the room.
Charlotte Gardner, Angela McDonald,
Robert Vickery,
Jerry Barrows,
Andrew French.
And you are?
Marsha Flynn, and this is Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn.
Great. All right, so why don't you begin and tell us what you think the value should be and why?
Okay, so I'm requesting a review of my property's assessment because the assessed value increased from $50,300 to $112,500, and an increase of over 113%, and I do not believe that reflects the true market value. We were thinking that it should be around $80,000 to $85,000. The increase is extraordinary. We don't own the land, just the trailer. We do have ongoing lot rent obligations. We do have a four-season room that's not insulated with floor concerns. We are about to put $13,000 in repairs because we had water leaks. They didn't do the inside of the house. I don't know if that matters or not. I'm worried about the tax burden. I did see the letter where if it's 91%, it'll say about the same. So we were wondering if our assessment should be around that 90-91%. It's going to have a significant impact on my tax burden, so I want to ensure the evaluation is accurate and based on objective evidence. And that's it. I think that's it.
All right, great. And we do have your letter that you mailed to us.
Yep.
Emailed to us. So we do have that with that information. So does the board have any questions?
No questions.
All right.
No.
I'll just have to, just explain the mobile home market in the town of Colchester did go up considerably more than single family homes. And so when we look at the sales of the mobile homes, the average sale price is right around $100,000 to $110,000, which is pretty close to where yours is at. And that's across all of Colchester. Areas it's going to be more than that. Your park, Hillcrest are about the average for the town.
Our concern is that a mobile home doesn't hold the same value as a regular home. It depreciates usually. That's why we're trying to appeal this.
Yeah, and that's in normal markets. That's the case.
Okay.
Right now, a single family home in the town of Colchester is going to be over $400,000.
Yes.
And that's, so when you have that happening, it drives the market value for the mobile homes as well. So those increase as well. And when we have new mobile homes that are being bought from the manufacturer and placed on the site at $200,000, those older mobile homes go up in value as well. So your mobile home being a 2006, 20-year-old mobile home, that's about the average age for Colchester.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if the average price is in that same range, that's why that assessed value has gone up that much.
Okay.
And
I
certainly
consider maybe around 100,000.
Yeah, I certainly encourage you to go look at the sale prices of all the mobile homes in town.
They're very high.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not worth what they're being valued at.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's what a willing buyer and seller will agree to in an open market. And if that's, you know, over $100,000 for a mobile home, then that's what the market is. I did want to ask you, did you receive your new assessment from the town of Colchester? We just mailed those out Thursday.
No, not yet.
Okay. So that assessment was still $112,000 for the mobile home, but because of state statutes, we have to change the way we value the land when you're in a co-op. So you're in a mobile home park that is owned by the cooperative.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening with the state statutes is the cooperative does not get a tax bill anymore. Normally they would get a tax bill and then they would give you the portion of their taxes. And it'd be part of your lot rent. What's happening now is that the co-op will not get a tax bill, but their tax bill will be adjusted, will be given to the mobile homes through the assessments. So your portion of ownership of the mobile home park gets assigned to you as a separate line item in the assessment.
So our taxes are going to go up no matter what?
So it will increase what you pay to the town, but it won't increase the overall taxes of what you pay, because what your lot rent is including taxes that the cooperative pays.
Yeah, but our lot rent's also going up. We just got a letter. It's going up from 519 to 554. It's really high.
Okay, so because you're part of the co-op, you can vote to have that lowered.
Okay.
Okay, so the 519, or what'd you say, 515 that you're paying, that's going, 519 that it went up to?
It's going up to 554.
So, okay, 554, that should be adjusted down because they will no longer have a tax bill that's part of that 554.
Okay. How do we do that? How do we find out about that?
So, you're in the co-op, you can start asking the people that are on the board to make that adjustment, okay? Because your new assessment's going to be increased by your portion of ownership in the co-op. So your $112,000 is going to go up another $49,000 because of that valuation in the co-op ownership.
Holy crap.
Yep. But on the other side of that, the cooperative will not get a tax bill. So your lot rent should go down that difference. And what the reason why the state statutes do this and the reason why the state legislature has done this is the cooperative pays a non-residential tax rate, which is a higher tax rate. If we put the tax burden directly to the mobile home owner, you can get a residential tax rate on that portion of ownership of the cooperative, which means that the overall taxes that are collected are less than if the cooperative paid, because it's going to go from a non-residential rate to a residential rate for everybody shared.
Okay.
And the other portion of that is if you file for your homestead and your income sensitivity, and you can get your taxes reduced on top of that. Whereas if we...
Yeah, we did file that with our taxes. We just haven't gotten the letter for this year.
Yep.
It comes out in July.
Yep. So what you can do is that'll be adjusted as well. So with a higher assessment, you get more of a tax payment from the state to reduce your overall tax burden. So overall, I mean, it's hard to grasp, but because we're not billing the park anymore, and that bill's going to go to this, you and the other owners of the park, the actual overall payment is less, and people can benefit from having that bill going to them because they can apply for house site, which gives you the residential rate, as well as income sensitivity on what you're paying, what you would normally pay to the park for your taxes.
Okay.
So it ultimately benefits, but when you look at it right now, it's a scary number.
And if I can add, Bob's correct. You should go to the board of the cooperative and make sure that monthly lease fee that you're paying is adjusted for the fact that the owner of the park no longer has to pay a land tax for that land that he used to pass on to you.
Okay. Make sure I understand. All right.
Okay.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions from the board?
No.
And do you, okay. So you,
I just would like them to reconsider. Maybe it could go down just a little bit.
Sure. All right, so the board's going to deliberate now, and you will get a notice from the town of Colchester with a result of grievance within 14 days of the close of the meetings.
Okay.
So you'll get something, you know, from between now and that date.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.